So, hola, boys. Full house.
Hello, hello, hello.
A full socially distanced house.
And properly socially distanced, not right. Maryland social distance.
I didn't tell you.
Are you on board?
Mm-hmm. The wifey came out here and measured, made sure we're 6 feet apart from each other.
I violated it by scooting ever so close just to ensure I have enough headphone wire, but just let her know I violated out of necessity, not because I wanted to be that much closer to you.
Don't be that guy.
I measured 72 of my dick, so I'm 6 feet from Phil.
Well, that's Liam, I guess, if anyone's interested in hearing him tonight.
Do the math. It's one M.
Can you guys hear him from where you are?
Can I?
You guys should take one of your headphones off your ears.
I can hear me.
Okay. We're going to do the bit again. It's going to be like high school where you're the cool guy with one can on and the other one off. Yeah. I'm here. I'm listening to you, teacher. We
bring
cool.
it in, buddy.
Yeah.
Jack, can you hear him? No.
No, it's just background.
Also, you guys are actually
like always.
Nice. You're simpatico. He can't hear you, and you can't hear him.
That's how
beautiful.
That's how it's intended.
I'm gonna call the shot now. This show will never see the light of day. Just gonna put that out in the ether.
No.
This will be
we'll get it out there.
This will be special content for Kunja.
Bonus.
Kunjabi MC.
MVP. Is our executive video producer in the chat tonight?
No.
It's these Tuesday nights. It's probably catchers.
It throws everyone off.
Everybody, man. Wednesday threw everybody off. Like, Tuesday is just like tailspin. I have no idea where I am right
Nothing
now.
Nothing makes sense anymore. Up is down.
Yeah. And did you know there's a Tesla in the driveway?
Is that what that was?
I think it's a rental.
It's a Tesla.
Is that T-E-Z-S-L-A?
The Z. There are several Zs.
I think so.
Okay. Well, on that note, well, Phil's still hanging around with us. Did you extend your stay from Chicago?
Well, leaving tomorrow, unfortunately. That's extended as it gets.
So you were supposed to leave sooner. Like, you were supposed to leave today.
So
originally,
by
yeah,
our count.
So technically, you did extend your trip.
That's true. So we got the late checkout.
Oh, nice. Mom and Pop were very, very generous.
Indeed, yeah. Yes. One more day.
Cool. We got any special plans for the extra night?
Absolutely not. Just.
Oh wait, you're right here with us. And hopefully another chopper comes flying over top of the house.
I've seen those all day. I feel like a Ray Liotta. That's from Goodfellas.
I was gonna say he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
I forgot who we're dealing with here.
You shouldn't have said anything. You shouldn't have said a word. You should have just stopped there, and he would have been like, "What are you talking about?"
And kept it moving. Yeah. Kept it moving.
Watch the movie, Karen.
Karen. You think that's where like the whole movement has dawned from?
That would be awesome if so.
No, I don't think.
I doubt
I don't
it,
think
but that
so,
would be awesome.
That'd
be great. Yeah.
Karen. Well, it's good to have you either way, Karen or not. We'll have Cliff's notes after this, don't
Thank
worry.
Thank you.
Yes.
I would appreciate it.
We'll take care of all of that.
You've never seen that. You got to watch that movie, dude.
I have a spreadsheet full of movies that I have not gotten to.
Bump that one up.
You know, Gladiator was on today on BBC America. It just plays all the time. All the time. Yeah.
That dick.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess on that note,
did we mention beer tenders here? He brought us some good stuff.
You mentioned the beer tender. What did you bring for us, Liam, this fine evening?
I brought two new beers from Mustang.
Ooh, it's got, I see it's a combination sour mixture with the Freak.
Yes. It's a black blueberry lime sour. That's what it is. Blackberry lime sour. Dang it, man. I've been telling all my customers it's blueberry. And it's blackberry. All right. I suck.
What a great beer tender.
Within 5 minutes, he's admitted that he's a liar, number one. And number two, he's a
What's
terrible
What's the biggest
beer
difference
tender.
Between a blueberry and a blackberry?
One's sweeter.
I don't want to answer this question. I feel like we're stepping into some
very...
I feel like one's blue and one's black.
I mean,
there
just for
that's,
starters.
That's it right there.
I just didn't want to walk right into a knock-knock joke that would get us canceled before we ever got off the ground.
Well, we shouldn't be talking about color then.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this sour is legit, though. It's like a real sour. If you're a sour lover, you'll love it.
I dug the Freak the first time I had it, so they've kept it going at old Mustang Salary.
Yeah, it's
salary.
A good base, so we're using that as a base for all of our
salary.
Sours now.
Salary.
Mustang Salary. Awesome. Well, shout out to Mustang Sally once again.
Ryan, the head brewer. He's doing good stuff.
And for those who don't know, this Friday, right, is the moderator's birthday.
Wait, what?
Oh,
it's your birthday. I think you heard. I couldn't even hear the airplanes or the crickets. Like just nothing. Just dead silence when you said that. Yeah, it is my birthday.
So, in spirit of his birthday, I got him a little bottle.
Oh God, no.
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah.
That's
wondering.
So this is the mystery bottle. That's for you, buddy.
Okay, here we go. Got to open it. Ooh. Let's go.
We have to do it right here, right now?
Yes.
Right here.
Right now.
I'm so excited.
Oh.
I shouldn't have made that sound in the microphone, but I don't care. That is your special reserve Weller right there, green label bad boy. Ooh,
that's
thank
beautiful
you, sir.
Looking.
That is gorgeous. That
very
will
nice.
Not last
it looks
very
like
long
a Rolex.
In my household. You know, well, you only know fake Rolexes. You're Vietnamese, so.
Fake Rolex look like the real Rolex.
There you go. See? You pay one third the price. You pay too much.
Still
this is awesome. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
So, so everyone knows, like, he is all about the what do you call that bit? The
connoisseur?
No, bargain
loser.
Basement,
no, the
bargain,
bottom bargain.
Bot rail.
Skin from
bottom. He's a bottom.
You're always on a hunt for the best rail bottle in your boodles and stuff. So at least for your birthday, man, drink something. Decent.
That was a long way to get insulted right to my face.
Hey, John.
I appreciate the effort and the expense paid. Yes, sir.
Treat yourself.
Treat myself, and I'm going to treat myself to this as soon as I get off the roads of Fairfax County, because this could get me in some trouble.
That used to be a reasonably priced bottle.
Is it no longer?
Before the boom.
Yeah.
And now that thing's a lottery item now, it's no longer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't go into the store and just pick one up anymore.
You want that through a lottery?
No, moving forward.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you see Weller's moving forward, it's become a lottery item now.
So it's scratch offs and
bourbon. Hey, don't drink it. Sell
no.
It.
Isn't that like Blanton's?
You a cheap
Blanton's
man.
The same way.
You sell
no?
It.
It's not like that. It's Blanton's isn't
no.
Like that, right?
Blanton's, you can still find it.
Okay.
You can
some
get
reason,
it in the wild.
Yeah. But for some reason, Weller's, they just decided. I mean, it's not. Normally, it's not a pricey bottle, you know.
It is not.
This one, if you are lucky to find it out and about, normally it's around like $30. But now, because everyone's hunting and collecting and just taking advantage of it, and all the bourbon hunters are like keeping it to themselves, I think they decided to make it a lottery item. So I don't know necessarily if it's going to get harder. It could if they still have the
oh,
same
it's getting hard, all right.
If they still have the same quantity, but they're limiting everybody to one per through this lottery system, maybe it gives everyone an opportunity to get one for themselves. But I don't know. Let's see how it goes. But
are you saying let's see how it goes? Is in crack that bad boy open? is that what I'm hearing from the room?
No, anything with that proximity
it's up to you.
Is going to be a lottery.
If you guys are in for it, I will have a snort.
No matter what, don't do what Jack did when I gave him a bottle.
Oh, yeah, I think he pulled a
ooh,
Gary Clark after scoring a touchdown, wherein he jumped as high as he could and chucked that sucker right between his legs on the asphalt.
Oh, no.
Douche.
Yeah, what was it? Was that a nice gentleman jack, or what was it?
It was a birthday nicer. Jack. It
birthday
was a,
jack.
It was a special birthday jack edition.
Special order.
And it said birthday jack on it.
And we'll
that's
never
know.
That's
a very thoughtful gift on several levels.
I'll never know. I've
never
seen the label ever.
We were at we're going to pull back the curtain a little bit, or at least go back into the beginnings of this show.
Wayback Machine.
I don't remember which birthday it was, but we were at Dogfish Head Brewery, or a restaurant, brew pub type thing. Jack was overserved, as he should have been. It was his birthday. And Ice had some poor judgment on his own, where he thought this is the best time to give him a very valuable and thoughtful gift that is kind of fragile. So Jack's leaning against the hood of a car, and then he's like, here, buddy.
That is true.
Right?
This is all true.
Have
all
I missed
true.
Anything so far?
No.
Okay, so
not at all.
60-minute IPA is in. He has his hands on this birthday Jack, and he's like, happy birthday, buddy. And then without, like, not even missing a beat, it looks like he just caught the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 12 from Doug Williams, and that sucker just met asphalt and never saw the light of day.
Oh, man, that's rough.
It's a sad day.
Did he try to suck it from the ground?
I was going to say. No, he was.
What a loser. That's why I hate him.
So I guess that was the birth of your beef with Jack, and it was the beginning of the end for
no
our
integrity.
Relationship. We lost all respect for Jack that day.
No honor.
I know.
That's a great gift. You got to respect the man and at least lick the ground one time.
Man, he got a lot. He's got a lot to say.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
Like,
he knows
like
you're
that.
Not hearing any of this, so he's just
like
going
that's
off.
That's the best part. I can't hear his stupid voice.
It's all good.
He's freestyling like B Rabbit in 8 Mile right now. You can't stop him even if you wanted to. But that was as awful as of a moment as that was. It was something we'll never forget.
That's for sure.
Greatness is often born from tragedy.
Exactly. This is. Truer words have never been spoken.
So what's greatness here?
I'll let
know,
you know
man.
When
it sounded like the right thing to say at the time, I guess.
I'll good. Let you know when we find out. What, do you want to crack this open?
Dude, that's up to you, man.
Up to you, buddy.
That's your call.
Who wants to partake?
No pressure to open that thing.
Bucks. No, John's cheap.
Okay,
I'm not sure
save, save it. Save it. Think
yeah, save
about
it. For yourself. You're a cheapo.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's Jack, don't feel like you're alone in this. He's besmirching me to my face. You just can't hear him. But I with one ear, I'm getting angrier and angrier.
These brothers are a bunch of cheapos.
Yeah. Cheap assholes. Well, you've given me a lot to think about, actually, because the resale market is something to consider, but really want to get into
this. No, you can't do that. This is a gift.
Yeah, drink it later.
Dude, you should see the house right now. I downed that missile silo of Eagle Rare. Phil was perfectly timing with the refill, and now I got this on the dais. So.
And the Malort cold brew, right?
That's like 3 days for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes, only 3 days.
And the Malort hand sanitizer. You should start drinking that.
And the Malort.
Bad.
When you get desperate enough, maybe.
Yeah.
Bargain basement. Bargain basement,
you Malort
John.
Can cure COVID.
I think it could. Has anyone tried?
Like,
I think
you snort it up your nose, and then it goes away.
It's hydroxychlorine, and then Malort. And then the trials are being completed as we speak.
Yeah, Malort and zinc.
Yes.
Cure you.
Kills
zinc?
99.9% germs.
Zinc is part of that whole hydroxy... chlorine.
Well, zinc is the shit. It's naturally occurring. Come on. Let's not mince words here. So okay. Well, speaking of mincing words, we're just wasting time here.
Malort and then the nail. Eat a nail.
Oh, my God. Okay. No.
Can
we start the
show?
Yes. It's
organic.
Sounds reasonable.
All right.
Perfectly sound. All right. Fairfax, this is the Bad Center Podcast. New night. I think this is one off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're doing this again on Tuesday, but thanks for checking us out on Twitch. If you're watching, do we have proof of life from Kunja?
Yes.
Yes. Kunjabi's MC.
All of
there.
This will have been worth it. Thank you for checking us out, Kunja, on Twitch. If you're listening, if we actually record this thing properly and put it out for actual consumption on the podcast, we thank you for checking us out. I am the birthday boy.
Yes.
Action John, your moderator.
Best name ever.
Is it going to stick?
I think so.
Okay. We need to put it out to the chat to decide, but for at least this episode, Action John still lives. He's the chairman of the board, the Iceman himself, friend of the show, and in these great United States, in Virginia for another few more hours. There's Phil, Uncle Phil.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Show the shirt. Your shirt. From there Chicago with love. That's all you bring from Chicago. Love.
Correct.
And the love.
Too much.
And Eagle.
Too much.
And there, Jack? Jack, you still there with us? Okay, fantastic.
Still and, here. Keep going down lower on the ranking. I keep getting... I'm no longer a part of the you know, the, I'm just go, keep going, keep going. Don't bring
it
up.
I did you a favor. Sorry. I put you ahead of Liam in the introduction, so you're welcome, sir. And the beer tender, the liar, the worst beer tender on the planet, but still, he's our beer tender. He's Liam. Say hi, Liam.
Screw you, Jack.
He'll never
know.
I
think that's a bi-turbo Mitsubishi Lancer that just passed us. Great engine.
This is the excellent content we bring him on for.
It's just background noise.
Yeah, all Jack heard was the muffler just whizzing
static.
By Ice's house. But thank you to the entire crew this evening, and thank you again to the listeners. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. And shop badslant.com/support. You can do all your Amazon, Target, and Walmart shopping through our website. Just make sure you hit the banner before you do that. I'm in the market for some Apple goods, and I'm surprised... that someone has not jumped out of his shorts and given me like a full-blown bear hug because I am sitting next to a brand new MacBook Pro.
How did I totally miss it? I'm looking right at it.
You are staring deep into my eyes and not at my computer, but I appreciate it. I've learned.
Holy moly, yeah. Look at
show,
you.
Show him the USB ports. Oh, USB-C ports.
I was going to say.
Who is this guy?
The USB-C ports are right there. Missing are actual USB ports. So your boy's in the market for a new multi-port adapter.
Defend that, Ice. Defend that.
Defend it.
New laptop. Who dis?
Yes. I'm learning that you can't live with the existing ports. You got to buy adapters and dongles.
USB-C is the future, man. It's the way to go. I think it's way faster, way more reliable. And in the thinking ahead. They want every device on either wireless or USB-C.
So you're cool with all the dongles you have to have?
I'm not cool with it, but if this is the way of the future,
What would your solution be to all the dongles?
Wireless.
There you go.
I don't want dongles. I don't want wires. I want to put something down.
I'm pretty sure
connects. You're
okay with a dongle or two. but until we get to the future, I am investing in the now to the tune of a $69 multi-port adapter for my brand new Apple MacBook Pro.
Look at you. Yeah.
Are there any sort of benefits of having such a device?
Yeah, I can get my old crap from my crappy computer onto my new computer. So that will facilitate that whole task. I could do that wirelessly over the air, but you probably wouldn't see me for a month. So
it's so shiny. I can't stop looking at it now.
Gunmetal, space gray.
It has
gray,
like a good
whatever. Shadow
to it and everything. Yeah. Good.
His eyes are up there.
Yeah.
It looks better than
over
the
here.
Old one.
I know.
Like, this new paint they put on it looks crazy.
I won't lie. It's night and day with the new guy and the old guy. And I rode that thing till the wheels came off. And
you always do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to ride this well until the wheels come off. You believe me.
It's because you're cheap.
Okay, right.
You've been riding that SE. I think you just upgraded, just months ago, right?
No, you dick. That was like last year. We talked about it on this program.
That wasn't a whole calendar
God
year yet.
Damn it. Whenever the 11 came out.
It's at least 8 months.
When did the 11 come out?
In the fall.
Last September.
Action John got in on the action. He upgraded. Just
less
like
than a year.
Okay.
And I upgraded here.
Look at you.
Yeah. So my dongle in route.
What? He's a baller.
That's right.
John's a baller.
See that? MacBook Pro.
Look at him.
Weller. Mustang salary. I'm all over the place, baby.
His
I'm loving it.
So we need to get a picture of this for the show.
Oh, man.
The listeners can't see this, but his toenails are painted gold.
What? That's edible gold. That's edible gold. That's all they use at the nail salons.
I'm
going to
eat your toes.
He's got two chains, like two chains.
What the hell are we talking about again? buy a USB-C adapter from Amazon. $69. That's the right price, if
nice,
you ask me.
Nice.
But when you buy it, make sure you get it through our link, badslant.com/support. All righty, Roo. We said hi to Phil to start the show. We acknowledge Liam and his presence. What are we talking about tonight? Why are we doing this again? I have no idea. Everyone's face has just turned white.
Uncle Phil.
I don't know what's going on. Da, 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 da.
Uncle Phil agreed. We were drunk and we said, hey,
we wrote the proverbial checks with our ass that our proverbial mouths couldn't cash.
All right.
Or had to cash.
I'm pretty sure that phrase was wrong at least on two different levels.
That you
but
butchered
it's fine.
The hell out of that.
We'll fact check it later. But yeah.
I don't want to start any whoopla over here.
No whoopla.
Whoopla.
We got the heads of the five families together. He still wouldn't understand that reference at all. I'll
Karen.
Say this. Management. We got management together, and they decreed that these boys should get together and have another show. And lo and behold, 3 days later, we're having another show.
we have to double check that the next one. We're like, did we agree to this?
Did we say
we're gonna do a Tuesday show?
I mean, it was
Tuesdays suck.
They're not ideal, but
better than Mondays.
Very true.
That is true.
There are worse nights to be recording a podcast, but when you're in.
But either way, this is great. I've never seen you guys on a Tuesday. So.
Yeah,
it feels like a Thursday.
Right.
Thursday has no feel.
My day's gonna be thrown off tomorrow.
It's gonna
so
be weird.
Bad.
We got a busy one tomorrow as well. But we'll keep this thing light and entertaining. We'll start here because the evening that we agreed to do, you can't hear this on the, you can't see this on the podcast. I'm air quoting right now. We agreed to do the show. We also decreed we were going to go to Taco Bell right afterward.
Mm.
I think you were the only one who followed through. I was ready to call it an evening.
But I'm nothing if not a man of my word.
You certainly are. So there's photographic evidence of your trip to Taco Bell. So you made the cutoff, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. The one on Van Dorn, as you so aptly put it, or
yes,
enlightened the rest of us. Yes. It was open until 2 a.m., so we did make it.
2 a.m.? It was kind of hard. Yeah. What did you partake in is the real question. You were serious in that picture.
We were all about it. And we got there, and we were, like, pumped. Like, all right, Taco Bell, we've been talking about. We almost went the week before to the one in Kingstown and got up there, and I hit the window and just completely... I got the yips, man, the Taco Bell.
I was going to say, did you panic? Because there was a look. It was a level of seriousness.
You could tell, right?
Yeah, we don't ever see you serious.
Oh, my God.
We haven't seen work film.
Overwhelming when you pull up to a Taco Bell because there's too many options.
You're like, which packaging of the five ingredients will we be getting tonight?
Like, what can I cover in fire sauce tonight?
Indeed.
And then, like, every combo has a little bit of the other combo. It's like, I want the crunchy, but then there's crunchy in about six combos. And then it's a matter of, like, what other combinations do you want?
And it's like, which one's got the best, like, side product?
Right. And not to mention...
Like, the headliner and then the opener. Like, which opener is better?
We still, like, I don't know if you have this same affliction, but we have this ongoing conundrum where we can't remember what thing we like from Taco Bell because we're usually eight sheets to the wind by the time we pull up, and then everything's soft and hard and wrapped and covered and stuff like it, and they all taste kind of the same, but you never quite know which one is the one you want.
Hard Taco Supreme, that's all you need to get.
No,
that's the staple. That's legit. It has everything.
I used to be a big proponent of the double decker taco myself. Mm.
That's great too.
I don't know which one that is either.
They have a grilled burrito now though.
That could be a double decker.
Hard shell. Refried beans, soft shell on the outside.
Nah, I don't want the refried beans.
Okay, so what did you get then, Uncle Phil?
Horrible mistake.
He didn't get that.
It
was called the grilled cheese.
No.
That's the new one. Reveal it.
It sounded very interesting, and at the time, of course, I was like, I was kind of having a hard time.
He was a willing participant.
Review.
he panicked. I mean, he goes, let me get the new thing, the grilled cheese burrito.
It's not that it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It's just that it was, I mean.
It was not what you were expecting?
It was not worth the torment of the next day.
Oh, dear Lord.
Wait, how much fire sauce did you put on this?
There was some fire sauce had by all.
So what was the.
Of course.
What was the most.
The gimmick is that, you know, it's the regular grilled stuff burrito or whatever, but it's got the cheese on the outside, which was.
What?
I was hoping for the cheese to be like a little crispy, but it was not crispy.
I've had the grilled cheese burrito. I think that is certainly a downside in that it, by the time you're ready to enjoy it, and that may be seconds after, it's pretty soft on the outside. So the whole appeal is that it's grilled cheese, and grilled cheese sandwich is crispy on the outside. The execution seems like it's consistently flawed in that it doesn't come out that way.
Definitely, yeah, left something to be desired. And it was disappointing. I mean, it was still... It was worth
it hurts my soul.
To scratch that Taco Bell itch, but I mean, it just was not.
It's Taco Bell. They never execute properly, okay?
That's
true.
I don't know why we can. Do we know why we continue? Is it just because we're ripped?
I'm pretty sure it's just nostalgia.
Remember when they had that breakfast, like wrap, crunch wrap?
Crunch wrap.
The crunch wrap is the only thing
every
they do
time
right.
You get
it's
that,
so
though, like one side is all sour cream, the middle is potato, really good, and the right side is like all meat and cheese. Yeah. You're like, what the freak? Why can't you just get it right? Why can't you just mix it properly?
It's like they made it and then turned it on its side.
Exactly. It's always flawed. You just have to accept it.
Yeah, Liam's explanation is pretty spot on. Like, it's the distribution of ingredients that is usually lacking. It's not distributed in a very even manner, and it's always ham-fisted. Yeah. Like, literally, like someone just put a ham in there.
And not to mention, I'm not a sour cream fan. And
that's where you messed up.
Did they ever... smother that thing. And like by the time I thought at the window when we pulled up, I was like, oh, I forgot to ask for no sour cream. I wonder if there's still
it's
time.
All sour cream.
There's not time. And
oh,
it was
you're lactose.
So sour too. I'm not lactose, but
dude, he got a grilled cheese stuffed burrito. If he was lactose, he'd be dead by now.
I know people who are lactose and still do it.
I know,
AKA
right?
There's Tony.
Dairy all
zone.
Around the damn thing.
Oh, my God. I totally did the Leo DiCaprio meme, like right now when you said sour cream. I was like, oh no, you messed up.
You did.
But sour cream and fire sauce mixed together is the best thing ever.
That sounds kind of gross.
I'm losing more and more. I didn't think it was possible. I'm losing respect for the beer tender as we speak.
And it lubes up your bunghole at the next day too, so it comes out easier.
You don't need the sour cream for that. That's what the fire sauce is.
That's what the rest of it's for.
That's what the ground beef is for.
You guys don't like sour cream. I love sour cream.
Diablo.
The beef sauce?
Yeah. The beef sauce.
Is sour cream unhealthy for you?
It's not good.
It's terrible for you. Yeah.
It's not
what
good.
Is it?
It's cream.
They just add water, man, and then they cook it in a pot.
Jack, do you know the what makes a sour cream? Because it sounds like what it is to me, and it doesn't seem appealing at all. Like, do you put sour cream on your Taco Bell?
I hate.
Okay. Thank you.
I hate
Are you
sour
a Supreme
cream
guy. Mm-hmm. Jack.
I mean it. It's not my choice. It's okay. It wouldn't be my preference. Like if I get Supreme, like I forget, it's not. It wouldn't kill me, but
it's not.
Yeah,
optimal.
If it was, I don't actively seek it
Understood.
Out. Right. So that's just.
I totally. I was able to sidestep the mistake you made, and I'm not here to call you out, even though I've been called a piece of shit by pretty much everyone here in the room tonight. But I ordered through the app, and the option to remove items like sour cream was first and foremost. I was like, ding, out, and covered everything. Actually, you know what? And the MVP for the grilled cheese burrito, pickled jalapenos.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be good.
Wow. In addition
okay,
to the fire
not
sauce.
Bad.
So,
so they got you ordered
see,
right
I
from
I
the app.
Totally added
yes,
that. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So
I,
that's
we should have gone together. We should have gone
I
together.
Know. And that's another thing. About, I eat it so infrequently that I always forget about the number that they do on everything with sour cream until it's like almost
yeah,
too
they
late.
Yeah, they do a lot of sour cream.
It's this murder, death, kill with by sour cream.
Correct.
How many Taco Bells are in Chicago that's easy to get to?
Well, there used to be a really like huge drive-through one by Wrigley Field, but they just closed that actually to make it more apartment building.
So it's not easy to get to.
No Taco Bells in Chicago.
No, there are, but there aren't a lot that have. There aren't many that have drive-throughs. There's
you
got
to go to Chirac.
One, you got to do some work to get it.
There's one kind of near our old place that had a drive-through. It was a KFC Taco Bell.
Yes,
a Kentucky Hut.
Oh, it's
but
the combination.
They do have the. there are quite a few of the Taco Bell cantinas, so.
Ooh.
Oh, like, see, we only have one of those.
You know we have one of those, right? The
is
cantinas?
Old town,
is it in Alexandria?
No one goes to Old Town.
Yeah, it's too
sucks.
Far. But
of course it is.
I really want to try it, though.
But the place is called Old Town. Why would you want to go to a place called Old Town?
Why would you want to ride your horse? Exactly.
That's where you go to make out with, like, your wife or something
Bingo.
On that one
Or your prom date.
Yeah, your prom date. That's it.
Can we establish this once and for all? What is your... We tried to figure this out last time. Like, gordita, chalupa...
The
what the hell
on.
Is
question.
Your favorite go-to item from Taco Bell?
Crunchy taco.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you are simpatico with him?
No, not the Supreme.
Okay.
No.
So just a hard taco. He's
like, I'm not an animal.
Just a straight up plain, right? The one that used to come in that crazy
Bro,
party pack, the 12 pack.
My favorite.
I mean,
but party no, pack. No sour cream. That's where you lose me, man.
Yeah.
Like, I love sour cream.
As the kids would say, miss me with that shit.
Yes.
It's like Mexican cachua.
Which kids do you know that's it? You know what? Never mind.
His kids.
Okay, man. Jeez, Bilious.
She's got talking. A mouth on her.
Yeah, she's all over the place. Okay. Disappointed on both fronts, but I
no,
guess.
Oh, man. You gotta keep it classic, man.
I'll say this. It's the perfect side item.
Yes.
Anything else.
Yes.
Because
all right, Action John, what's
I'll
your
give
piece?
You
that. Well, If I may, where Phil aired, I won in that I made the right choice on that grilled cheese burrito, and I had the crispy, the crunchy taco on the side in the combo, so I was satiated on all fronts. So I might have a new go-to. If they stick with this thing on the menu...
They're not. They never stick with the new item.
I know. They come up with
a
way too many things.
Item. What's a classic item that is your go-to?
I'm not proud to say this, but I do go Doritos Locos Tacos way too often.
Yeah, that was good. That's good, though.
Yes.
You
yes,
and Kunjabi.
Is that what Kunja said in the chat? Yeah. See,
Doritos,
I'm in
Doritos. Doesn't really taste like Doritos, though.
They don't really taste like Doritos. It's just a slight smattering of...
It's like Apple Jacks.
Those things,
they don't taste
like
apple, but they're still good.
But it's still
it's,
good. It's, still
it's
good,
cheesy though. Salt is what it is.
It tastes like a hard taco supreme. Oh.
Except they don't go supreme.
But they don't see, but none of that goes supreme.
Lose
they,
me with that
they
shit.
Don't put,
am I right?
They don't put the cream in anything.
Miss me.
Miss me. Okay. I'm
My
not
parents
didn't
oh, sacrifice
dude,
everything so I don't go supreme.
The last me. Thing, the, one of the last tastings that we had that rattlesnake stuff. Didn't we have like a burrito, like a
oh,
rattlesnake?
Those were
that was good. It
I
was
vaguely
like,
remember it.
It has like a really spicy what? Sauce with the steak.
Yeah.
and jalapenos.
Yeah, that was actually good. Whatever that was.
That was the last time I had Taco Bell.
They had nachos, but they also made it as like a burrito.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Burrito. Didn't it have fries?
Like rattlesnake fries.
Yeah.
Am I?
They had rattlesnake fries.
Yeah. The nacho fries.
It's like the nacho fries with the rattlesnake
sauce.
Yeah. Sauce. Yeah.
It sounds naughty saying crema.
See, crema is better than sour cream.
Indeed.
What's the difference?
It's not sour cream.
One tastes better.
I think it's sour cream watered down.
You guys are splitting hairs on a level that is molecular. We can't even see it.
It's unbelievable.
We're splitting hairs right here.
Tomato.
Oh, God. We'll stay on the food kick real quick. Did you guys know that KFC is doing, or they are planning and in development of 3D printed chicken nuggets? And you guys actually were very quizzical. I have our show sheet, and it says KFC in 3D. But they're actually working with a company to develop 3D printed chicken nuggets. And it's, I think it's plant-based matter, but it's a, Jack is co-signed. We're close to Star Trek The Next Generation, where you walk up to a box and you tell them chicken nuggets, and they create you chicken nuggets on the spot. The replicator.
The replicator.
Yes,
the
Jack
replicator.
Is all over it. Shocker. Jack is
Thank you, Jack.
All over it.
The murder hornet's back.
But, I mean, we're already here. The murder hornet is. It's not a helicopter anymore. It's an actual, it's either a cardinal or a murder hornet.
His name's Murray.
Murray? Murray the murder hornet? Okay, got it. But we already got Impossible Burgers, Impossible whatever the hell else.
Everything.
What else is there? I mean, they're working on, the actual ground meat type of texture. So we're not far off from Soylent Green and,
So how does a 3D printer work? Isn't it, melted plastic? And then when it shoots out, it, solidifies, and that's how it gets created?
Well, I guess it's not too far off from what they're claiming about McDonald's, that pink goo. So I can imagine just them printing pink goo and
put it in.
But the
shape.
Pink goo gets cooked, bro. So whatever pink. They're 3D printing this chicken is a liquid form, and then when it hits the air,
it's probably it funnel cake.
It becomes food.
You put the goo in the oil, and then it just starts cooking, right?
Perhaps. Yeah. I don't think they got to that level of detail. I was imagining that they were printing this thing ready to eat.
I hope they cook this
No?
thing.
Dude, that sounds like prison.
That's what I'm saying. If it's ready to eat, I'm not eating that.
I saw a video somewhere, some social media post about the 3D nuggets, and someone was showing it, actually
Did they
had
eat it.
And so they broke it. Yeah, they ate it. They broke it open.
Didn't
they were
like
wow, it looks
nugget?
And feels
so
like
a. So it printed cooked?
Yeah, exactly. It did. Yeah, it was cooked. I don't know if they just
what?
Showed the finished
no,
product.
That's
they didn't
crazy.
Go into detail.
Heat
I'm telling
your,
you.
Heat your 3D printer to 350.
It's going
to
be, it's going to be us.
He might be onto something. It's printing hot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They've when you 3D print, a handgun, I imagine that there's some temperature control there. So how much different would it be to print plant matter and make it into something edible?
That
sounds
interesting.
Disgusting.
It's, much like the Impossible Burger, it will be impossible to get me to try it.
But it was, we had it on the show. We were, we didn't love it, obviously, but we were, so close. It obviously was in the realm of a Whopper, and I wish it was a better product because a Whopper sucks. But if they...
What? Hey, watch him out.
Sorry.
What?
I didn't realize...
Hot takes all over tonight.
Okay, Crunchy Taco Boys are here to knock me down a peg.
I'm not listening to this cheapo anymore.
Crunchy Taco
Crunchy
Gang.
Taco Gang is in full
He'd rather eat a 50-cent cheeseburger... Than a $3 Whopper. That's why, because he's a cheapo.
Crunchy Taco Crew.
Crunchy
I think that's on
CTC. Oh, yes. Okay.
Or you can
CTC.
Jazz it up and
that's
go
better.
CTK.
Like CT.
Crew with a K.
No, we're canceling K's in 2020. Let me just say that here now.
Point taken.
But I mean, we're this close to walking up to a cafeteria line with Jordy LaForge and getting our entire three-piece meal right up in front
that's
of us.
That's weird.
It seems bizarre. Like you guys are really on the far end of the spectrum. I'm interested to see this thing come to life and, just at least dabble and see
I'll
if this
taste
is...
it.
Well, I mean, if we're talking food shortages in the world, this has to be something that we consider as a viable option because,
Do they make plant-based dark meat and white meat?
I mean, can you pick a dark meat and white meat nugget? Probably not. It's probably just a composite.
100%, I
guess.
Smushed together parts of both.
Exactly.
Make these chicken nuggets suck now, man.
Yeah. I mean,
so
if they say it's white meat, then it'll be.
What do you say?
I don't
Didn't
believe
they,
so.
I don't know. when the two people who aren't talking and can't hear each other are talking at the same time, it's like
what
it's like
say?
I'm trying to dodge bullets. I feel like I'm Neo in the Matrix.
I'll I'll be here just in the background while he, you know what, he can take my mic. That'll be better because he's just talking in the background. I can't hear him at all.
I disagree.
Like, at all.
Whatever you said, I disagree.
He actually timed
that
perfectly.
The timing was pretty good.
That was impeccable.
Perfect. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We did live together for like 2 weeks. So
you guys should be on
brothers.
The same wavelength right now. Honestly.
We're like the same wavelength now.
I guess.
Should be finishing each other.
I slept looking at his eyes. I woke up looking into his eyes.
So close, Phil. We were so close.
Trying to make it happen.
Okay, so no.
But I disagree with you, Jack.
Whoppers? Okay. No on the 3D printed chicken nuggets. I'll go around.
I'll eat it.
Liam, yes?
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Okay. Phil?
Shit, man. They can make nachos out of toilet paper in jail. I mean, they can do anything.
What?
Let me think about this one real quick.
Some people think cucumbers taste better pickled. I don't know.
I don't want to go to jail. Oh,
what? Ice, can you put a bow on this and let us move on? Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, thank you.
No?
Pass.
No pass?
Pass.
No go. Okay, I got it. All right. Can we take a quick step back? Phil actually left us already, and he came back.
True story.
Yeah, what the hell was that about?
I went back to the future.
I guess. We're in a time warp, and you're still here with us. But happened? Was it a work thing?
There was a work snafu that required me to make a trip back to my point of origin.
Damn. So did you fly or did you drive?
I flew, actually.
Thank Christ.
Thinking about driving pretty seriously, but the wifey was like, dude, what's the matter with you? Why would you do that?
She's smart. You're dumb.
Exactly. Yeah.
There we go.
Sure.
Well,
that's why I keep her around. You know, she has to do all this stuff for me. So.
Oh, I guess on her behalf. Posture.
Yes. Sit indeed. Up. Indeed. Okay. Here we go. Oh, sorry, my shoulders are tight.
But I mean, in this day and age where everyone's teleworking, like you had to drag your ass clear across, at least to the center of this beautiful country.
Indeed.
Man.
Brooke Tamlin would call it the Middle East.
Yes. I don't think he knows what you're. Oh, and he's laughing.
Did you see Anchorman Montreal?
He's laughing.
Yes,
he's laughing. Never mind.
Yes.
I have to test him. But you came back, so that's the most important part.
Indeed, yeah. So it was just a really quick. It's kind of ridiculous that it had to happen, but
I was gonna like that. That was, I guess, the point I was getting to. Like we're in the day and age where everybody is teleworking and doing everything remote, and this was the one task that required you to put your thumbprint on something.
Yeah, it would. Well, and that's the thing. It didn't even end up having to happen that way. But there
oh my
was
God.
A chance that I would have had to go in there, and I said, well, if there's a chance, then I don't want to take the risk of not being able to do it. So I ran back.
So they didn't even ask you to go. You just wanted to be there.
No, I mean, it's a long story, but long story short, like, yeah, I would have had to be there in person, mm-hmm. but I ended up, like, last minute getting everything sorted out so I didn't have to be there in person. So,
dude, that stinks on ice.
I wish I could say more about it because it sounds confusing, but if I told the full story, it would be even more confusing.
Way more convoluted. It's cool, but that's just wild.
I was terrified to fly, though. I will say that. It was, like, very nerve-wracking going to the airport.
When was the last time you actually flew? Did you fly during like
the
pandemic?
Some time. No, not at all.
Okay,
it's been some time. But yeah, I mean, because of everything going on, I was definitely nervous about making that trip through the airports and everything like that. But it ended up not being too bad. I had to upgrade my seating a little bit because I had booked basic economy. And
you are such a basic. He's so cheap.
So basic. I know. Sorry. See, Skinflint over here.
John
Basic bitch.
Thank you, JJ.
I did it for you.
You would think with no one flying these days, like why would you need to upgrade? You probably have the whole row to yourself, right?
No,
you would
think a lot of people are flying now, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Price is so cheap now.
The flight to Chicago was pretty empty, so I didn't have to do anything there. But the flight back was a lot more crowded, so I had to pay the little extra to upgrade to a row that had nobody around me. So it was worth it, though.
Fair enough.
I was looking at flights to Chicago, though. And I did like 2 weeks ahead,
Phil?
And it was like $50 from here. It was awesome.
What
and
was
I was like,
the,
maybe I should go visit Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, come on through, man.
Yeah. He'll receive you with warm.
The last time I was in Chicago with Jack, we saw a dead body being wheelchaired in the alleyway.
Whoa. Jack, did you go to Chicago?
You guys travel a lot.
With Liam and see a dead body?
That's why they came.
Yes?
Yeah, we saw. A dead body outside.
A lot of truth being spoken.
We were coming back from a restaurant eating, and there was someone on a gurney with a sheet over him. And then the beer tender's wife took a picture of it. We said, delete that picture.
Of course he took a picture. Jerk.
Yeah, the beer tender's wife.
Oh, he still has it, obviously.
She took a picture of it. And we,
yeah.
Right. Right. So, yes, we saw them. As it was very creepy. It was very late. We rushed back to our hotel and kept it between us
well,
until
that's,
today.
That's the motto of the city is welcome to Chicago. Watch your step.
That was the first time I met Phil.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that fondly.
Yeah.
Man, yes. Everyone got a souvenir that weekend.
My Side wife had... Right. My wife had just... We had just found out
I know the time very well.
I remember my wife felt bad because she may or may not have, like, done the whole, oh, you ordered a water. Oh, are you pregnant? Like, joking around. And then they're like, yeah, actually.
Like, that was fresh. Dow. That was fresh off our wedding, wasn't it, Jack? I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Timing.
Pretty much.
Perfect.
Nice.
Man.
Very nice.
Well, I think we all can agree that Chicago is great and weird at the same time.
Yeah. I remember when we flew there, Jack's wife, instead of going through the metal detector, she opted to get patted down. And I thought, that's kind of weird.
That was the red flag.
Why wouldn't he just walk through the metal detector? But then I thought, well, Jack's not giving her the pleasure she needs. So
oh,
she
sweet
needs
Jesus
another,
Christ.
Another band to,
you're only
to
saying
touch.
This because he can't hear you, you piece of shit. God. Jack, I'm sorry if you listen to this back.
Sorry, we don't have to repeat that.
We don't have to. It's fine. Well,
it's like being in the room with Ric Flair, one of the greatest heels.
Are we riding Space Mountain right now? Is this the feeling? Sweet Lord. Well, I'd rather be in Space Mountain right now. But you came back from Chicago. We're glad we got a few more days.
Yeah, I made
you.
It back. I did not. I was not wheeled away on a gurney in front of a restaurant.
Apparently that can happen to you anytime you step foot in Chicago. So that's
your step, man.
That's good luck, man. All right, let's get the hell out of this. I imagine for whatever work task that you were trying to accomplish, it would have been way easier to do it if you had, like, Apple Glass, which is not the Google Glass, which can go eat a bag of dicks, but Apple Glass,
correct.
The rumored wearable that they're developing at this point, and it's supposed to have a virtual tabletop touch screen, basically turning any surface into a touch screen. So we talked about the future already. It seems like we're on the precipice of actually getting to that. So we got fake food and we got fake touch screens everywhere. I know this guy is going to be all over it, and he's going to be staring daggers at me for...
Early adopter.
He is
Gen
the adopter.
One.
I'll put it to you then. I'll put it to you first then. Would you be an early adopter for something like this after having seen Google Glass fail so spectacularly?
Belly flop.
As long as it's not Google Glass, because I've had the opportunity to actually play with one when they first came out.
Were you an explorer?
I mean, it wasn't my account, so I didn't have to fork up all that money.
A visiting explorer.
Yes. Okay. But, man, that thing sucked, man. Like, the idea of it was kind of neat, like, where it's kind of creepy, and you can, like, as you're looking at something, you're like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of that.
I always thought that was so creepy.
That's very
just
creepy.
A bad idea.
But
you're
seeing
women's measurements as you walk by, 36, 24, 36.
Only if she's 5'3". Yeah.
But so that's where I was like, I just don't see, like, they just totally missed. They had the right idea, but they totally missed on the execution. I think it was just a few years, several years way too early, because technology just wasn't there, and it was too pricey. But Apple likes to do things when they feel the time is right for the market, and that's why they're always slower to the game. Like, they're not going to be the first ones out with the products, because they know, like, they could have came out with 5G 2 years ago, but 5G ain't ready, you know? So I think that's why they're waiting till, you know, the network is ready. So I think the same thing with the glass. No one's going to buy it several years ago. I think now they get into a point where they can do some cooler things. And so one of the things that I really loved with this, like, heads-up display idea is, like, for those who ride a motorcycle, imagine if you're wearing your helmet and then you see your speedometer and your gauges and your turn-by-turn directions and notifications from your phone all in your helmet without having to take it off. That's cool, man. That's a really cool concept. So I think the idea of this, of where they're taking it, it's somewhat in that realm where you put these glasses on and just by looking ahead, you get relevant information without having to pull out your phone and pull out an app, look at your watch or anything like that. And that's cool, you know, but how much is it going to cost? That's the big key, you know, so.
I don't care. I'm going to buy it. awesome.
Well, just real quick, you mentioned the motorcycle. Do you still have your motorcycle?
No, I sold it.
That's it. Liam, did you have a motorcycle?
Yeah, I had one, but yeah, that was the biggest obstacle. Entertainment.
You need
riding.
Yes.
It's just boring. Like when you ride by yourself, you don't have anyone to.
So let me just get this straight. When you're risking your life on the streets of Northern Virginia, in Northern Virginia, you are for damn sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you initially ride, it's exciting, but when you ride a lot, it's just like driving.
And then you get on the beltway.
You have no radio. You have no entertainment. You're just riding.
This would be so much cooler if I just had Netflix like on my phone.
Bro, if I had like an old episode of Friends on my right eye as I'm riding, I'd still be riding.
I wish I could be watching 90 Day Fiancé right now. But I got to exit on 66
here. The directions thing is huge. Like when you're riding a motorcycle, if you don't know where you're going, you just don't go.
Yeah, I see some bikers actually mount their phones like to like where the handlebars are, and I'm like,
that's dangerous.
That's very dangrous.
You look down for like a split second, yeah, and
you
then
can't
look
down
up,
when
and you're dead.
Yeah,
definitely.
As they say in Ocean's 11, you lose focus for 1 second, somebody dies.
I want to buy Jack a motorcycle with a phone holder on his handlebar.
That's the gift that just keeps on giving.
Woo!
He still has no clue. Still
the nature boy.
So sorry, Jack. Okay. Do you think they're gonna do you think we're gonna have Apple Glass in our hands to test before Tenet comes out, or
no.
What?
I you know, there's a lot of rumors that this is gonna be the year that they're gonna roll it out, but I just don't think it makes sense, especially given everything that's going on this year. There's no point in rolling out something that big right now. I'd say wait till next year.
Dude, are we even gonna get the iPhone 12 at this rate?
They're
yeah.
claiming,
is that confirmed?
They're claiming yes. Maybe yeah. there's going to be the usual like upfront. Like I think they're going to have some form ready for launch day, but I think some of the pro models are going to be like later.
So don't get rid of this iPhone X.
I'm hearing some ramped. I'm hearing they ramped up production. Like they're able to, that they're actually pushing up the release.
Is it still the same time frame you think that they're pointing at that usual late mid September release date?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if not sooner, I mean, I'm. That's
what
was
the
reading,
thing that you sent us this week? Because I think it was it had something to do with the form factor for the iPhone 12.
Well, yeah, the form factor looks freaking. It's awesome because it harkens back to the iPhone 4.
I'm sorry.
You mean Action John's current phone?
You mean the iPhone SE? That same form factor we're talking about? Is that it?
Not. I'm sorry. Let me. It harkens back to some of the design elements of the iPhone 4. So it's got the sharp edges to it. I'm not saying it's not, but you just kept with the same form factor, which is like what 2.5 inches
advanced
of a screen.
iPhone in history.
Of its time.
Oh my god! I'm just talking about the edges.
All the edges.
I mean the SE for sure. It's got. I like the edges of it.
Maybe I like them too.
The size of the goddamn thing is just so small. I'm a sizist.
Well, this one's I think the one tidbit I remember for this latest design is that they're shifting back in terms of the size for the flagship one, which is like 5.4 inches on the screen. Puts it on the lower end of the spectrum, perhaps. At least in accordance with what's been.
I mean, I don't have a pro, so I don't know.
It's gone like 6 inches and just completely.
I think 3.25 inches, the perfect size.
You absolutely would, and you're right to think that.
For everything, not just phone, everything.
Like, of course.
What are we talking about here?
I don't know. I'm
There's
just
no
saying,
reason
3.25
why that exact
is
number
legit.
Was brought up, by the way.
Not that there was any rulers or anything employed
sits on
at
his,
any point.
On his, sits right there on his nightstand.
Yes, right there. Oh, man. All day, all night. Good Lord.
3.25.
We were perfect. Talking about
3.25.
Bones.
3.25.
You don't need
talking
more, you don't need less.
A little bigger than pie.
I regret everything.
Whatever Jack just said, I disagree. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, God. I think we can just pretty much guess that you guys are going to be on the opposite side of
the iPhone 12
issue.
is delayed for at least 3 years.
Yeah, no, he's got an Android
phone.
Oh,
my God. We're hearing
Apple.
From the wrong... See,
we can't ask for his opinion.
I got all
he's
that crap.
Biased.
I got all that crap for having a small phone. We got an Android guy here. What the hell, man?
I just know that my friend has an iPhone 10, and we took a road trip in my new Audi. And the freaking iPhone was plugged in into the USB port, and it blew the port out because it freaking sucked out so much energy.
See? He's trying to spin that narrative.
It sucks so much energy out.
You know that,
blew
you know that
port.
Narrative where Samsungs were actually blowing up everyone's outlets because they were blowing up everyone's outlets? Yeah, he's trying to spin
that
back.
That was propaganda
the other way. Yeah.
No, by Tim Apple.
Takes like half a battery life just to update the clock
news.
On that thing.
Because he bought some cheap cables from like Shenzhen or something.
Yeah, there's an agenda
that's
being
he bought
being
the cable from a gas station.
From Wish.
You see, with this guy, you just have to scratch a little bit deeper below the surface. Like you're
that's
trying
what
to
I love
scratch.
Ice knows me.
Like a lottery ticket, and then all of a sudden you find the truth. You found out you've won nothing listening to this man's nonsense. Good Lord. How much time we got left on the show?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Give or take.
Well, I'll say dealer's choice at this point because we got a ton of stuff we didn't get to tonight. We mentioned Tenet. That has been delayed again. Are you guys even excited for Tenet?
That's
supposed to have been the big movie release that comes out to save us from the summer doldrums, and it just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. So I got one yes. I got two yeses.
It's a Nolan film, you know. Like I like some of his flicks because it makes like some of it is some of it's predictable. Like I think Interstellar was pretty predictable.
What?
I did not see that coming one bit, bro.
Smart dude, yo.
You totally knew that he was the future dad who came back and talked.
I mean, not that part of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert. He was the ghost all along.
I don't know.
The ghost in the bookshelf.
God.
And the robot.
Okay, maybe I was just more like the whole Murph thing. It was just like too much. Murph.
I will give you that Interstellar was way too long.
Fair, but I mean, I'll tell you this: I watch it every time it's on FX,
all the time,
3 days out of the week, at least bare minimum.
Yeah, I can watch it on the background.
Man, you guys say this every week. It's like the same movies are playing every day in the week.
It's
but they are. Gladiator was on today on BBC America. Never seen it.
Goodfellas. Gladiator, Mission Impossible
2. It's on all the time.
Say this, Goodfellas is out of the cable rotation. It is no longer on a regular
But it's on Netflix, Karen.
There you go. That's why it's not there.
It Karen. Is. It is on Netflix.
I'm still going to go out, Karen.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like...
Took Chantix helps you stop smoking.
What was the point?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Interstellar was too predictable. Okay.
I mean,
I'm going to forget that it was ever mentioned on the show. But I like Nolan films for the most part.
Overall, I like Nolan films. I think there's always like I think the predictable part is like you know there's gonna be a twist, so you're kind of just expecting it. You know.
What
it's
a
like,
twist!
Look at this.
It's like a Night Shyamalan.
So it's like it feels like he always has a formula, and then it's like, but then it's always you know overall you always reflect back and you're like that was a good flick compared to most. Like
I'm pretty sure Dunkirk didn't have a twist. I'm just
okay.
That was pretty straightforward.
I never saw that one.
Yeah. That is one I didn't watch.
World War II.
Me neither.
One?
That was World War I.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I think...
One,
whatever.
Two, I don't know.
I mean, the fact that was originally, like, the... after all this, that was supposed to be the blockbuster to kick us off back into, like, the big Hollywood movies, and it's, like, again, it's pushed back. And so that's
because
you
never want to be the first, man.
But, I mean, it's pushed back because we can't keep our shit straight. Like they're gonna get it at the end of August in Shenzhen, and we're gonna be sitting at home with our thumbs up our asses, not watching Tenet. But Phil, aside from the predictability of Interstellar, you're on board with the Nolan films, and you're ready for Tenet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like it's definitely quite a bit of hype that's been.
It's a mind F, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to see what happens.
Jack,
but
I also
want to see the new Bond movie, so hopefully that doesn't get pushed back anymore either.
Isn't that next year, too?
It's supposed to be, I think, in October or November.
It's next year.
Or they did push it back again.
God bless.
Yes.
God, I hate people.
Yeah. Jack, are you all in? Can we get you out of the house if it was going
to
come
out? I'm interested to see it, yeah. I mean, just when it's released in Shenzhen, I can download it.
And I'm the cheap asshole.
The Chinese will have counterfeited.
Like this guy's just showing all his cards right here, and I'm just going to keep eating an acre of shit. That's cool. That's fine. But you're going to watch it.
Hey, I don't drink third-rate vodka.
I'm drinking garbage, so you don't have to. Just remember that.
That's the line.
That's the line.
Drinking garbage, so you don't have to. Yeah. Can we get that on a T-shirt for my birthday,
right.
Please?
Yes.
What's your favorite Nolan flick, I should ask you, Jack?
Memento was when I was first introduced to his work, and it still resonates with me today. Like, I'm just like, that's, it's still a
Was that one
a
of the movies
film.
That we,
yeah,
Memento,
we
had in
for
the
sure.
house when we had, like, the black market DirecTV card?
That, and then I remember I actually went to, like, the, when the...
Cinema Draft
was
House?
The red box. No, the red box when you go and grab, you know, the DVDs from, right. for a dollar or whatever.
Good time in our lives.
I remember I grabbed
like
that.
Exist.
So.
They still red have box? It down, yeah, oh, right. they still have it down the street, like, every supermarket. They do.
I wasn't aware of this as well.
The douche.
I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
Memento still okay. resonates with me, yeah. for sure.
Liam, are you a Nolan guy, or are you checked out of the show completely?
Oh God.
I only watch YouTube tutorials.
He's like, yo, who? Yes. Nolan Ryan?
Liam is a huge Nolan Ryan guy. Okay.
But well. Do you see the article I sent you guys today about AMC reaching a deal with Universal?
Oh, did they?
So I caught the headline was that they lowered or they reduced the window from theatrical release to home release, what, 17 days?
Yep.
Oh, that's huge.
That is nuts. That's
Can you
two
believe
and
that?
A half weeks.
That's huge.
That's, I Wild. Think it's funny how much that they changed their tune in just a span of like two months, because just a like couple months ago they had this big thing where they're
a kerfuffle,
just like,
if you will.
Yes. Because I guess they were upset about like what Trolls? Trolls was the last
Trolls World Tour
Trolls
was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about like they were upset about people trolling them.
Trolls?
No, yes. No, that, no.
Trolls, they got trolled
trolls,
about Trolls.
The movie,
I think,
because Trolls came out straight to home release and they made so much money.
I think 100 million.
I think they made more than what the previous movie did in theaters, and Gross. So that. Set a red flag to a lot of studios, because it was like, dude, if we could start putting out movies right now straight to home release and we could make these kind of sales, dude, I think everyone's lined up. So of course, like these theaters like AMC are getting like heated up about it, because that takes away from
feelings.
Yeah, because they make their money off of people.
That's
people
what the kids
like
say,
us
right,
going to the
Indeed,
theaters. But
they do say that.
And they know no one is going to go to the theaters anymore, or they're going to be hesitant to go back to the theaters. It's going to be quite a while before you feel fully comfortable and ready to go. So I think initially they're like, we're going to boycott. We're not going to show any Universal movies in the theater anymore.
But oh yeah, by the way, we're reducing the window from home from theater to home to 17 days.
So yeah, now
it's not related at all.
So now they backtrack. They're like, okay. So now they reach an agreement with Universal the where they get to show their movies for 3 weeks before it goes home.
Two and a half, man.
Two and a half. There you go.
Yeah, it's
but
two
now,
and a half
Netflix
weeks.
Already proved
That's awful.
That you don't have to go to theater to make good money.
Oh, well.
But I mean, the thing with Netflix is I think
those movies suck.
Yeah.
They make good money. A load of garbage.
Bird
is
Box
really?
2 coming out, bro.
Come on.
Yeah, they've it's been greenlit.
No, but they haven't filmed it.
Like, are they deaf and blind now?
Well, who can? Who can film?
Are they
can make films?
Full Helen Keller for this next one? Like, they're really going for the anthology here.
Man. Bird Box 3 in space.
It's
now they can't hear you or see you. It's a feast for the senses. I think we're pretty close up to shutting it down. No?
Two to 5 minutes.
Okay. We'll stay on the movie kick real quick. I guess I was breaking news while no one was ready for it. The Mortal Kombat movie was a thing, number one. There he is. He's like a walking Spotify. And not only that, I think one of the stars of the flick came out and said the fatalities that they are portraying in the film are sickening to the point where he wanted to vomit.
That sounds like a lot Perfect. Of hype.
A little bit of hyperbole, I'm yes. sure. But, well, one,
That's
are
your
you,
paycheck.
Would you, okay, if it's a non-COVID situation, obviously, I think in the room and on Skype, you guys would all agree that's a worthwhile experience going back to see Mortal Kombat on
your
big screen.
Yeah, the last Mortal Kombat was legit.
Annihilation.
No. Take that back. not the last Mortal Kombat.
The one after the Street Fighter movie.
The first one.
Oh, you mean like the first one?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Because Street Fighter did so poorly, so when Mortal Kombat came out, and it was legit.
Oh, with
JCVD.
Oh no, with hot ass katana.
Yep. Oh wait, we're talking about the
Mortal Kombat.
Okay, sorry.
What are we talking about?
I'm so confused. Somebody
you guys are all over the place.
We brought Mortal Kombat, but then he started talking about Street Fighter. Now I'm all like,
I'm saying
ears.
Mortal Kombat did really well because Street Fighter failed so poorly on their movie.
Okay, so,
it makes me excited for this new one coming out because
it's like Marvel. The best part of Street Fighter was that end scene where they had like the all the characters together taking that one big group photo.
Yeah, yes, the
selfie at the end of Street Fighter was
that was the best part. Exactly, that was the best part of the dang movie.
That just screamed Oscar.
I guess. I'm just sad thinking about it because that's the movie that Raul Julia did before he died. That's what people remember him for.
That's what we got.
Mm-hmm.
God, and he was the shit as Gomez Adams. And
I was like, wasn't he in the Adams Family?
Yes, and he gets remembered as dilapidated M. Bison. Yes,
M. Bison.
Jack's all over it. Like it's so.
Well, he filmed the movie for his kids. You know that, right? Before he died.
Did
you know that?
Did not
and you're
know
you're,
that.
You're besmirching his good name.
I'm not besmirching him.
You understand that, right? The man died of cancer.
Like,
you understand?
He
deserves
no, you're not.
Better.
You're not.
He
you're
like the execution of the film is what was an injustice.
He's a grown man. What do you do? He wasn't in charge of direction.
And it showed.
He's just playing the character M. Bison.
I'm just saying
definitely.
He deserved better. That's all. And I loved him in both Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values. So that's all I wanted to say.
Both of his other movies.
Mortal Kombat. So Mortal Kombat.
I watched it in theaters.
I'll see that.
There's no chance the fatalities are actually sickening, right?
No, that's the actual paycheck.
No, I mean,
that's a weird
unless they go NR-17, right?
Were you the one saying that you wanted friendships in it?
If they better do the friendships and
you
the
go all
and
the way.
Animalities as well.
You
that's
said animalities.
That's a bit aggressive.
Never mind. Oh, God. I stopped myself. I have self-control to say no
that's
more.
That's why the beer tender's here.
Now we know why he went back to Chicago
stop.
For the emergency.
Oh, God. Last thing, who went from 6 to midnight when they saw Superman in the black suit?
Ooh.
Didn't see it.
No?
Did not see it.
Mm. Nobody saw it?
No.
Nobody else saw it? You didn't see it, Phil?
Are you a Superman mark in any way?
I am not. I've never been.
Oh, you know, you're not a comic book guy in general.
Not really, no.
Okay,
really.
That's fair. So we're not
no
gonna
one, no one's
drag
giving
you
him crap. Come on.
Yeah, what a bag of shit, right?
What do you mean you've never seen the first Iron Man? Because I haven't.
That was the best one.
What?
I love you so much, but God, it cuts me to the core
Go
every time you say
Chicago,
some shit like
man.
That. God.
What? My children have seen Iron
Man.
Are you kidding me?
I saw photographic evidence.
Yeah.
He did. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But you guys have heard about the Snyder.
Okay. Do you know the death of Superman back from the 90s where
yes, Doomsday.
Yes. So he has like four or five different Superman. He comes back from the dead and he's in the black suit.
Oh,
yes, that's the significance of it. And now with the Justice League that is being reborn on HBO Max, they're going to get to bring that characterization of Superman not say the big screen because it's on TV, but they're going to bring it to life and it's going to be on the service and we'll see Henry Cavill donning the black cape. So
that's very nice.
Yeah,
and Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Right? As Lex Luthor?
I wish. My God, man. Would that be like the universe that we're all looking forward to coming together? So I know Ice was definitely all steamed up for it because he sent it to us. Like, and you were, I'm assuming you were not upset that it was Henry Cavill and not Kumail Nanjiani wearing the black suit, right?
No, I told you. I get steamed up for Henry Cavill. Like, he's, especially and that, remember that.
But you didn't see him. You didn't see him put it together at PC, though.
Remember that first scene, like when you saw him shirtless in like that first Man of Steel movie?
Oh. No, but apparently you did.
We recall. We remember
these things.
Something.
I know you know.
I'm moved for sure.
So that's when you knew he was the right guy. It's just don't give him too many lines. Like you just look at him.
He's a perfectly fine actor. I don't know why you just keep like
he's
you
boring.
Are. You are so shallow when it comes to your appreciation for actors and thoughts. Like it's
are you trying to go on
so
a date with him or something? Where you're speaking of him?
You know who's a great actor? DiCaprio. Oh. He has depth.
He can't wear the black cape.
No, no. but like when you
he's
watch him
like
when you watch him
a
in
butt,
a movie,
a butt cape.
He makes you believe in the character, and like you really feel for the character. Superman, you don't get that connection. It's just you're like he looks like him, but you don't get that feel.
Oh, my God.
The feel.
That's a tough comparison, though, man. DiCaprio is legit.
Yeah.
You're such a horn dog. Everything is just, did my dick move?
It's all visual.
That's the only thing
guy.
That matters.
Well, that makes sense. He's a visual guy.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds, when he plays Deadpool.
Again, did your dick move? The answer is yes, because Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. He looks
his eyes are too close together.
Except when the mask was off.
I have hot takes about Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'll not share them. But.
Can we take any more bad slants tonight? I don't know.
Stay tuned for the after show for those hot takes.
Jack, who makes a move for you? Let's get this out of the way right now.
Luna Vachon.
Henry Cavill.
No, you know
Henry does.
You know who makes a move for him? Wahlberg.
Oh, right.
Wahlberg.
Oh,
yeah,
Wahlberg. Right?
Yeah. Pain and Gain. In Pain and Gain,
sure.
Especially.
No,
he's yoked in that.
Dude, so yoked.
So yoked.
He's
all the,
so
all
yoked.
All the vascular.
So, all right, this show is so yoked. We got to get the hell out of here.
We're talking about what?
Man? I don't know
vascular
what the
man.
Heck. You guys are talking about Luna Vachon and Mark. And Jack's this imagining a tan Mark Wahlberg in a very thin tank
top.
No,
that's not good.
Well, no, if he's tan,
it
looks
really?
Weird. I mean, so...
He's got to have that pasty, like, Southie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a Boston.
He was in a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio called The Departed. There you
that was a good movie.
Add that to your list.
Departed.
Oh, I've seen it. Departed.
That's a lie. Okay, well, on...
That's a complete farce.
That's a falsehood.
What a piece of shit.
Just like John being a cheapskate, also a falsehood. On that note, you can walk out on that. Right? Yeah.
John's a cheapskate before we were else.
Oh, anyone got advice? Does someone got advice?
I think I have a shred of advice I can share with Kunja and the like that are watching on Twitch or listening on the podcast.
Thank you for watching on Twitch, by the way.
You can get a lot done by working with our friends at GoDaddy, who happen to be the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you, yes, I'm pointing at you through the camera, with creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy with GoDaddy's domain search and name generator tools. You can find the perfect website address for your business. But GoDaddy offers more than that. They help you build a platform, and they give you everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain, website, or hosting to GoDaddy is easy. You can consolidate it with one provider. And it makes it much easier to manage. And for our listeners, visit our page, badslant.com/support. Click on the GoDaddy banner today and find your perfect.com starting at just $4.99. Get going with GoDaddy, 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 GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
Okay.
I don't think DiCaprio could have done that any better.
Eh. And on that note.
I'd be spending all this time being like, how am I going to play this?
Yeah.
I did hear through a little birdie that someone used our GoDaddy link this week and it worked. So
get out.
It's still active.
Holy
good to go.
Sweet.
Snaps to whomever that was. I dig that. All right. Well, on that note, Jack, you want to take us out? Before we do that, say thanks again, Phil, for making his way clear
thank
across the country to be with
thank
us.
Thank you guys for making a Tuesday night show happen.
thank you to management. Thank you to management for making that the imperative, the directive.
Thank you for making promises.
I'm going to talk about right
on
after
a bad
this.
Night or on a long night.
There we go. Okay, and Liam, thank you for coming to hang out.
Thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
Bringing some booze. And shout out to Mustang Sally for the, what was the name of the beer again?
Blackberry Lime.
Getaway Plan.
Getaway
Milk
Plan.
Sugar. Fantastic.
The Simpsons did it. That's
what
it.
The hell did I just read?
What the hell did you just read? It's fine. Thanks to everybody involved. Thanks, Jack, for dialing in. I know it's tough on a weeknight, but we appreciate
screw
it.
Screw you, Jack.
Okay, I hope you can hear that. All right, and on that note, Jack, you want to take us out?
Yeah, shout out to everybody in Twitch, Kunjabi MC, Amad Tony, because up here, I'm already gone.